Welcome into Vikings Connected. It's the show where you get to join the conversation. I'm Erin Newberg. I'll be one of your hosts alongside former Viking Ben Lieber. We're 2 weeks in, and I think we're starting to get the hang of this.
I think so, too. It's been a lot of fun to hear all the comments and the posts and the pictures from all the fans. Remember, on Twitter, it's hashtag Vikings Connected. They can follow us on Instagram or on Vikings Facebook. So I guess this is the point where we get connected.
Let's do it.
And now it's for our favorite part of the show. It's where you guys get connected with us. Last week, we asked you, where are you guys watching the game?
Yeah, so, we got a lot of answers.
I know we got a lot, so let's check it out.
All right, Kelly, she's watching it from her couch. I like it. It's not glamorous, but it does the job.
It's not glamorous, but that's where people want to watch. Yep. They got cheese dip, popcorn, beer,
no
wine.
No lines for the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, comforts your own home.
Right.
How about this guy in Brazil?
Yeah, a few people from Brazil.
Brazil.
Yeah, as you would say.
Yeah, you got to have a little flavor.
Brazil.
In there. Brazil.
Yeah, you got to roll it out a little. All right, this one. I like this one. The picture.
Check out Tammy.
Yeah. Look at that.
Campground?
That is not what my campsite would look like.
That's good, clean living right there.
Yeah. That's really nice.
All right, Jason. At a bar in Key Largo. Look at that.
I know.
And he's got all the fancy filter on his Instagram.
He does.
How nice is that? But we've got people from all over the place. Alaska, Brazil.
Scotland.
Scotland. Sweden.
Yes, Sweden.
Sweden.
Sweden. Stockholm, Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden.
Oh, and she's just congratulating Matt or Greg Jennings. Which
and
is
that,
very nice,
which is a huge accomplishment.
Yes.
500 receptions for your career. That's
it's a really
good.
Big deal.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of years left. So that's just going to keep ticking.
Yep. He's going to get better and better and better. Oh, this guy has a good picture. Reppin' C-Flash or C-Flash P at the bank.
Love it.
A little bit of love there for Cordero. Yeah. Like that. Look at the background. There's something about an outdoor game. You can't beat it.
I know.
I'm really
it was
right now.
It was a great atmosphere.
Yeah, it's a
sure.
Nice break.
And then as we get into this week's game, the Saints, and this guy says, I say the Vikings win against the Saints with a breakout game by Matt Castle. I'm with them. He's due. I mean, you know, that's the
like if it's going to be any type of game, it's going to be a breakout, right?
It'll be a breakout game.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
I mean, he had an okay game last week, not so good, playing inside in a dome. I'm with you. I'm with you, Jackie. I think Matt's going to have a huge game. So thank you all. Again, it's hashtag Vikings Connected. Follow us on Facebook and on Instagram.
And I'll work on my accents in between. So as always, there's really cool stuff on Vikings.com. And this week, I'm loving the video of the Frog X parachute team diving out of an airplane into the stadium. Now, all three of these guys are former Navy SEALs, which is probably why they're so darn tough.
Oh, yeah. As a player, I loved on an outdoor stadium the flyovers by the airplanes. That was probably number one. Number two, it's got to be these guys.
Yeah. One of them had an American flag attached to his leg. The national anthem is playing. There's 50,000 plus people all on their feet. I mean, there's something about that. It gets everybody.
It's really cool. And I don't know if you could see at the very beginning. It looked like they jumped out of a crop duster.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that, like, hey, we're like the Frog X team. I mean, we can get something pretty cool.
Right.
But no.
Right.
No, they got Dusty Crop Hopper.
Yeah, it's like a two-seater. They're just, you know, stepping out of the plane like it's no, it's any other Sunday.
No big deal.
Yeah, they land. The crowd goes wild. Honey, I'm sorry I'm sharing this. I turned to look at my husband. He's got a little tear in his eye. There's just.
No, he didn't.
He did. Sorry about that, buddy. I love you. He's got a little tear in his eye. You know, there's something about the national anthem.
I
saw you crying, Ben, so don't lie.
I cry all the time.
I know.
Yeah.
Such a baby. Yeah, so they're maneuvering this. They land right on the field. The Star Spangled Banner's playing. Everyone's going crazy. It's
pretty cool.
I know.
It's pretty cool. And then the Vikings come out on their first drive and score a touchdown. I mean, it was
a pretty amazing first few minutes.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, now it's the part of the show where I give away my golden nacho. Last week we had Spencer Lanning, remember the punter that got kicked
they
in the face?
They could have been turned a tough guy.
Yep. Right? He was our winner last week. Well, this week is more of a not so memorable moments of the week. And unfortunately, Spencer got nominated again.
Spencer!
Oh, poor Spencer. Poor Spencer. So he's our first ever two-time nominee. So he actually bobbled a snap on an extra point, and then he tries to run it in to the end zone for that extra point, and he gets smoked, and his helmet actually pops off. So last week, he got some cleats into his face.
Yep.
This week, he gets hit in the head, and his helmet comes off. So enjoy and take a look. Coming up here on Vikings Connected, I'll break down this week's opponent in New Orleans. Plus, we've got Cordarrelle Patterson as he tries his hand at baseball. But up next, we've got former Vikings wide receiver Jake Reed. He knows a thing or two about the New Orleans Saints.
Vikings Connected is presented by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the Minnesota Vikings.